Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 Medium Wave, Radio Pulpit. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are. I trust you are okay. Welcome to it. And I pass my greetings and welcome also to the Apostle Phumla Mfene. Greetings to you, Apostle, and welcome.
Greetings to you, Muruti, and to all our wonderful, wonderful listeners out there.
I hope you're well.
I'm well by God's grace and kept. You know, we're grateful for each day. We're grateful for His grace.
We are grateful.
And you? And how are you, my buddy?
Grateful. I'm grateful for the grace of life, you know.
Amen.
Just grateful for that. It is an undeserved favor. You know, life itself, it's an undeserved favor. So I am grateful also about that. Yeah.
Come on.
Now, we are talking about the value of moving on from breakaways. You know, I won't talk about something that I haven't studied or learned about or experienced.
Okay.
This one, I studied, I've learned about it, and I have experienced it. And I want to go to the notion of experience. Much of the times, people break away from ministries, not because they are only rebellious and stuff, but sometimes it's because of our wrongs, you know. They break away from ministry because we move away from the vision that has been espoused from the beginning. Maybe we become bought, we start to sell out, we start to give in to the outside forces of darkness that start to finance the ministry and make us to start preaching somewhat something else. And some behaviors also, you find that others are pedophiles, pastors, others, you know, are into sexual immorality, many girls and boys, you know. They line up, they are toilets and all those kinds of things and stuff. Others are breaking away because they are just, they say, imbecilic, you know, when someone is full of nonsense.
Right.
And they break away because they are hungry for power. They break away because you caught them on a sin. And they break away because of a pride. They break away because they feel they have a better anointing. Others break. Those things happen. Now, I have seen a breakaway. And a breakaway was not necessarily from me as a pastor, but as a young man in Atrichville, I've seen a breakaway. I've seen people breaking away from a church. And I've spoken to others who broke away from the largest church by that time in Atrichville, you know, and then how they become scattered abroad, and how they were never able to actually make the impact that they were able to make when they were with that ministry. And I have seen those who broke away, and in their breaking away, they basically have had even people breaking away from them, which broke them, and those ministries have collapsed. And I've seen those who break away from good ministries because they are influenced and they are told that you are better than your apostle, you are better than your pastor. But I've also seen the pain of the people from whom people are breaking away. I've seen the pain of pastors and apostles who could not move on because they've invested so much into the lives of these people. The problem with these pastors and apostles and all these church leaders, you give yourself so much time, you neglect so much, and then you build these people. Some of the people even live in your own houses. They use your resources, or you've placed them, you are paying for their flats, you are paying their rents and all those kinds of things. You are financing their schools and what and what. And then, now when they feel that they are good enough, they get out and they leave you bana ka bokuku ba ko ba ko o start ba bolela ba re ba tloela wa khame. And it's so painful because you have invested not necessarily material into them, but you have invested your fondness of them, your love for them. You have invested in them, your care for them. They've become integral parts of your life, and they've become co-workers. You have built them as co-workers together with you in the ministry. So when they leave, because already you have placed, you have taken some powers that are upon you and put these powers into them. At some stage, I said to myself, it looks like I've built monsters here. And I started to remember David running away from Solomon, from Absalom, you know, and how Absalom had the influence of the city gates, you know, the parliament and the people. And we have people who are breaking away from us who have such influence, such power, such knowledge. Look, you have even taken some of these guys to theological seminars. Others have gone to universities. Others have PhD, master's, honors degree, degrees, certificates. These people have qualifications. They are lawyers, they are businessmen and stuff and stuff and stuff. And they run businesses and all that. And it's given them charge of greater part of the business of the church. And now they break away. You can't move on. You are broken. What comes to mind, Apostle?
Oh, quite a number of things. But I would like us to pick it up from a very important fact you've mentioned, especially when you touched on others, they break away. It is because they've been established. And they
yes.
From the men of the house, from the leadership. Yes. Now, I want us to really like stay a little bit on that, because as you mentioned it, when I started going around and I started seeing quite a number of different things. Now,
yeah.
I get what, and then there's another one as leader. So this one is a portion, okay? And then invest in the person, and then the established, then see themselves as people who are capable of doing what they couldn't do before they were promoted or greeted, or before the investment. Now. So now, the owner more to that upgrade it, because when I make some efforts, get the engine, give it to a other upgrade. Now, I have noticed that an upcome the result of the efforts that have been together collectively or as individuals from an institution. When I now that sees yourself that you are now established and you have advanced. You there's an upgrade and promotion that comes. Now the temptation is that you then see her Norman promotion hang allow to continue to be where I am.
Hey.
My concern, Muruti, and question that I and to everybody who is
Okay, I'm losing you a bit. I don't know what is happening. If you can shift a bit where you are. Can you still hear me now?
No, I can hear you. Like, you're a study attacking individual. Can it come from the post old the when I live at Bababang established because the church is invested in them. And now, Ababa only established you. Baba, there's a promotion that comes with that. There's an upgrade. Visible, and then Liberty would even be saying, wow, what a fantastic change, you know. you know. And then Libona have I born up, there's a change that has come by established now. Then they begin to look at the same institution or the same church, and by where they are, place yeah. that is number one underdeveloped. Remember that the effort Muruti led towards developing this individual. So when they are developed and established, they now see where efforts were made and contributed to the Babana Horeke Pleke class. Aba belong to Koho. And remember, they would have also, but I have an alibi, Grutananya Nawabo, now over striking the egos.
Yeah.
And then, that's when now the temptation of breaking away comes in, because someone would feel like I have outgrown where I was. My question would be, is it a fair action for somebody to take because I like a developer, because not a developer one? Or are we supposed to also, as we develop others, learn how to develop, upgrade, so that in future we avoid certain breakaways that are not necessary?
Yeah.
But in a case where it happens because somebody has outgrown the institution, and sincerely so, what are we supposed to do? What are we saying? Is it okay for a breakaway to happen in that instance? Or the person validated, are they not supposed also, same people, bring upgrade back into the institution, so that the balance. And that's my concern. It's all we are moving forward. In the long run, people must not feel like Jean and me, so that people feel stuck because the institution I hold on to develop.
Yeah. No. I know. And that's a very good question. You know. The issue is you are being developed to pull up the ministry.
That's a powerful point.
If you are stuck, it means you're not doing your job. And I always say that to many people. And someone says, no, I feel like I'm stuck. No, you're not stuck. You're just lazy. You're lazy. You know, because you are developed to take the ministry to the next contour. And another person is going to be developed to take it to a further contour. The issue is people do not know what is growth. They have been brought up in the sense of the devil's notion of division. And they think starting a church is extending a kingdom. And that is not. That is not how the Father operates. If the Father says, I want the work to be done, He will tell everyone, and everyone will be at peace with that. Breakaways are a division that is brought by the devil upon a ministry.
Come on.
And the devil uses the one that is gullible. And in most cases, is these puffed up ones who think that now I have a degree, a Bachelor of Arts. I can now go and be with my church yabatho ba khonang ho opela fela o kra group e yotlhe yabatho ba opela ba ile kwane nama na we e ba irang a gona discipline a gona morality gona ba di voice tse monate fela.
Come on
now, that's a very big problem. If you are developed and then you take me to school, Pumla, you say no, okay,
right,
we want to educate Ray, and then I go and I become educated. And then I come back, I don't plow back. Number one, when I come back, I must plow back what I have learned. Which means, and that is what we call church growth. When I come back, I plow back. Instead of you having one Ray who is more learned, you will have 12 Rays who are more learned than the one Ray that you took there. I come, I plow back. Secondly, I take the ministry from that level, I take it up. The people who say they are stuck, they come to the ministry, it is at the same level, and they look at the level and they say, this is not the level that I want, which is a good thing.
Yeah.
This is not the level that I want. That's a good thing. And then they say, I'd rather be at a church that is at the level that I want. That's a wrong thing. You know,
come on.
They come up with a wrong solution. They have a good situation analysis, but a wrong solution.
I love it.
Yaba sharp about two abanchi ntweu ara I am stuck. Shule ko kerekeng ya makgwa. Shule. Ka hempe e wena o mofileng yona e phepolo le koloro. Shule. Watuka kwa. Utuka kwa, watuka kwa koko spray ti ba bolela. Hey, we are with your son here. Hey, we are with your son, my son Mang bar moketo he ban. Habe motho mpuditse rena ora he. Hey, he's done. Wa motho mntwa mara, kwa tsama yang ke your son. Bona man. O reka BMW. Mara go henu ke mkhuku. I want that day. I balance.
At all.
Lukisan. Come on. I mean, Lukisa your dwelling. Lukisa your dwelling. Heba o release. About release peacefully. But why is it demand hard? Like, I can't nele 50 people, 50 people, 50 seater. Mara hata amaya demand. Kere kere na? Nele 1,000 seater.
Come on.
One talwaya. That is what we call church growth. It's in division.
Yeah.
Kwarabile bruak.
Power.
When we come back, let's look more into this interesting issue of moving on.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
Radio Buzzing of Life. 657 AM.
Welcome back. I'm talking to the Apostle Phumla Mfene. We are touching on this, the very issue of moving on after a breakaway.
Yeah.
It's important to learn to move on. And I've seen people who say, yes, moving on is important, but they move on in a wrong way. You know, they move on, they move on with curses. They curse the person who broke away. They curse them. You will never be fine. You will never be right. I'm the anointed of the Most High. So when Bona. You have just decreased your days. And Mutoba Mutompa is a prophet. You've just decreased your days. Evan. And then Wazaya Muto, why won't name? Wazaya, you are left bitter. And the devil is making a field of it because now you can't minister. Because you minister in bitterness. And the people that are looking at you, they start to say, okay, muto mos pila pila na rata mutola na sa rate rena. Kor ki favorite ya haa ela hita maile. You know what I did?
Mm-hmm.
I used to write this thing when I was young. Kia hopola leko gilingere nzimo gilinga. I used to write it down. Nekeratwa ngwala D, C, B. Wewala ne? That look, when you break away, when you go, don't come back. Because you're going, as kiri watama, and rabono rasimudim, don't come back. Tamaya, and then yo fisa go do fisa ngo tingo. Rena, rutala pele kan tamudim. Wevola. And here we're now, Tamaya, it means you were never meant to be with us. Lelo runzi le rena 20 years, it means we're na. At some stage, vele no to zaia. Bona, jese na iti hore, hey muna, hona li juta mu. Mara na jale ena play day one, eh? A jale ena play day one. Are na ke sebe tang le na muna. Ye na o, wai bona, azanga mukoba. Until guy manate tsamaela Jesu ara o ha tsama Jesu hape hala eh Juda o nkira bena bro wa ka eh awa a tsamaya go bone go pala monna feletsa e khwaeditse wa e bona so you move on with the mere kwa modimo go pola he a u bitsa no le one phumla no le one no le one ne ba steng monna ba o sotla okay. But when I'm about to talk about a woman, why I'm ministering? Hey, happy man, my toy is so bright. Why is it my lume banalo say about one? Happy man, it's so bright. Nerir over lawyer, ask her banyo ko jaga we. Nerir over lawyer, you know, banyo ko jaga we. Wawan. Ashifa o ya nwarer mari ya no shapo bona driver o shapo yena e o shapo mara ba nung ka bane ke muruti ha ona e ha ona ro ka mo thaita nyana o ra o fe di chelete o reka mabe ala mne ayayaye mari nge be le lawyer nge ba o fa everything. So people would say alternatives mara mudim a u bitsa and you went on, and people don't realize that in your life the biggest breakaway comes from your own family. When you went the direction and they took another direction, or you went that direction and they went the other direction, and you were isolated, you were alone, there was no way they could help you. Even if they loved you, there was nothing that they could do except just to pray for you and stuff. When you told what is a ministering, atile ka buruku ba tricota wa muthusa
ka ba tricota ga nne
ya fa ba tricota ga nne wa muthusa bana wa para dipura pura o na le PhD wa tsama a tsama huluki wena be proud hore wa itsikeng we had produced great people. What they do with their greatness is their business, limudim. Well, now you continue to pray for the amor. I will pray for you. I will always love you. If you want advices, come here. We'll talk. But move on the way you do. And then don't forget my policy. DCB. Skebe wabu. Askir heba atwa ba tatamula hape pumla. Ha atwa utwali the batuba uba vitan cream of the crop. Utwa lebo na utama lebo. And then Baba Muti le Bawa Bab yeah ba Ukar kutule samboja bulala. And Baba heba sinota maya batwa ting. Ba senye ha muti ling ba wa muti ling. Yana anata ba ho lebella muti Facebook una li di new faces hotle si di koloyi. Yeah, we pizza apostle we are long. Ah, bona. DCB. Move on. You have people who are loyal. You know what? I started to say there are people who are loyal to the ministry, and I started to appreciate them and to say, look, there were times I wasn't looking at you, but now you are actually amazing. You have been there throughout. Why, what? What comes to mind, Apostle?
No. Yeah, I've gone on to one. It's so sad. More especially if Moto Ota Maile Osana, I don't have those that you would least expect her to do that. They mentioned something, or at least Marana Jesu knew right from the onset, or Judas, this is the one. But there are those who don't even show signs that get the fuck one, and that's why it becomes so easy to invest in them.
Yeah.
And they're not supposed to invest in the go one hour. And I think that's what makes it very difficult to move on. And because unfortunately, But Baba Jalo, who lived there, you least even expected them to do that. And they would always do it when you least expect it.
Yes.
So when I plan something, a powerful planela muto, can't tell you no planela, just the exact opposite. So, because I can feel, okay, now we invested, so now muto already, or muto more expensive. You have also benefit. So you'll also be playing with excitement, unfortunately, and bang, you get hit by a serious bombshell. Like it always happens when you least expect it from people that you least expect, and as a result, the moving on becomes a mission impossible. Hence, it becomes easy. And I'm not even justifying people who are casing, but Baba and saying that. I mean, some people won't even know how. I give you a shock at the end. I mean, when people are shocked, they react in different ways. I'm not saying it is justifiable case. I want somebody to understand me very well because I don't even do that. But because this thing came as such a shocker. And then instead of responding, you react. So I know it. It's because really, really, And you react, and after reacting, realize there's still a need, Joe. Regardless for how hard they hit you, even in your bleeding, you still have to move on. It is for our good. Because there's a moving on. Then begin to bleed on everybody, on the entire church that you are supposed to rescue. And remember, Joe, they took even the cream of the crop.
Yeah.
It means, in other words, this person is directly saying to you, over-destabilized. He will reduce that to nothing. And I can tell you what it is called. You don't even have to give them the life or the meter or celebrate as well, because when you are bleeding and you are even costing money on what you're supposed to rescue and resuscitate. So I get how important we must move on, because we will cost it together.
Yeah.
And no one, remember, if you can someone because we're in the breakaway, but amazing, people will even feel justified that, yeah, Valen is into the monantato or me or us, the monabandan, pana kahelang. But then your name as well, it gets tarnished, you know, your work, the efforts to be putting into has called you to do. It got tarnished simply because you fail to respond. You react, fail to heal, you fail to move on. So,
I hear you quite
well. And the more we move on, the better, because we will be able to build.
Sure. Because
we build around all the time, we will move on.
Well,
if that. You can't build.
Yeah,
so, you begin to destroy what is left. What is supposed to be rescued, you destroy it.
Yeah, you know, one of the things I have come to see over the years is the very fact that because people do not realize that moving on doesn't mean you hate the person, but it means you continue with the ministry. You don't allow the ministry to suffer. And you quickly readjust, you know, and close the gaps that these people have left open. So you basically say to yourself, it's important that, you know, one goes on to actually say to themselves, I know I have built this person, it hurts so much, but I've tried to persuade them over months, you know, weeks and months to stay, but they don't want to, and it has even become a dislike. They're starting to dislike me. They're starting to hate me because I'm persuading them. Let them go, you know, and let them enjoy themselves. I hope that they go and succeed, and you bless them.
Yeah.
You know, and then you start to close the gap that they opened. It's important. How do I move on? Close the gaps. You know, start to show others that they are also worthy of the investment you made on that one. And once you start to be reluctant on investing on them because the other one has dealt bad on you, these ones are going to be very angry with you, the ones that you are remaining with. They are going to see you as weak, partisan, full of favoritism and dishonest. Yep. And they will start disrespecting the ministry. So it's good to say, you know what? I realize in one way or another that there's a gap, and I know that amongst us, you will fill it up. You are capable. And they will show you even more capability than the ones you had before. Even though that you had invested so much to them. Look, Pumla, with the ones I had, I was able to bring in, let's say, let's talk on the youth ministry and young adults. I was able to bring in young adults who basically, let's say, 40, 50 youth and young adults to an event, to a camp. And they left. We moved on. And the ones that I never looked into but started investing in them, when we have events, they are able to bring more than 2,000 young people. So we need to move on. We need to move on. And that is what I call church growth. That we learn not to invest on people, on particular people alone, even though that we trust them, we are fond of them and all that. We invest equally to everybody, even though that people don't have equal abilities. Yes, those who break away, you'd find that, hey, this person in one has 5 talents, you know. But it's okay. They left. They were going to leave anyway. If they come back, their father will tell you that they are coming back in good sincerity. If they don't come back, it's still good. You still love them. When you meet them along the way, you stop your car. Hey, how are you? Are you well? You know, you greet them with their wives and stuff, pass greetings. Oh, happy birthday and stuff and stuff. That's it. There are people there that you need to take care of. And this one is not necessarily the lost sheep. It's the goat that went. So, Gishap. Gishap. Yeah. I mean, if someone says, this church is beneath me now, I need more. You need to actually say to that person, you are speaking from your father, the devil. You need to actually build the church. That's why you were invested into, so that you can take this church to another level. Don't come and give us your lazy excuses. Absolutely. When we come back, the final thought.
Get in touch with the truth, the light and the life, 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Sala umamele umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla. Fumana i-app yethu kwi App Store okanye kwi Play Store. Kungenjalo, qhagamshelana nathi ku radiopulpit.co.za.
Thank you so much to the Apostle Pumla Mfene. We will be talking again with her the coming week. And of course, I trust that you have been blessed so much It is good to be peaceable, you know, so that you can appreciate everything that you have around you. The Father is sufficient, even though at times we seem to see a loss because some people have moved on and or they have broken away. We really need to tell ourselves this very one thing, that he who had begun a good thing in us will also finish it. And even though it is hurting, we agree that we will move on. Remind you that many people had left Christ in his ministry on earth, but he continued with the effect of the price. So should we.
Get in touch with the truth, the light, and the life. 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.